from KQED.
The cost of earning a degree from one of California's state universities continues to climb and at a fast pace. In fact, a list from the Federal Department of Education shows the California State University schools have some of the fastest rising tuition rates in the nation. This week, both the University of California and the California State University systems are slated to vote on further cost hikes meant to offset the funding cuts in the state budget signed by Governor Brown. California State University Chancellor Charles Reed joins us to talk about the spiraling cost of higher education in California. First off, the CSU trustees are expected to vote tomorrow on the tuition hikes for your system. How much of an increase is being proposed?
Penny, I'm proposing an increase of $294 a semester. Now, that's 12% for the year.
And that's on top of a 10% tuition hike trustees approved last fall, which means that the CSU degree has roughly doubled in the past 5 years. So what folks are wondering is, why is the cost increasing so dramatically and so fast?
One of the reasons that the tuition is increasing is that the legislature has disinvested in higher education in California. They are no longer investing in California's future. It seems to me that they're more interested in building prisons and funding the prison system than they are funding the University of California and the California State University. I don't like not giving students and parents as much notice as we would like, but the legislature doesn't make their decisions until the very last minute. We have already admitted 420,000 students that are going to show up on August the 22nd. So I have a couple of months leeway to be able to fund those students, offer the classes and sections that we need so that students can get all the classes that they need this fall.
I guess what I'm wondering is it possible that in the same way that the cost has gone up, it's doubled in 5 years, is it conceivable that it would double again in 5 years?
I suppose, Penny, anything's conceivable if the legislature doesn't begin to reinvest in higher education in California. I mean, that's the real question. People need to step back and ask themselves, what kind of California do we want? Do we want a place where young people get a chance to go to college and prepare themselves for the workforce to be competitive economically? Do we want California to be competitive economically? You know, it was interesting. A couple of weeks ago, several legislators went out and were bragging about the sales tax decreasing by a penny that day. Well, you know, I don't think Californians realized or missed that one penny today that could have fully funded the University of California, the California State University, and tens of thousands of additional students.
Beyond the tuition hikes, what else is going to be affected by the millions of dollars lost by both the UC and CSU systems?
Well, you cannot, cut your budget, both of us, by over $650 million and maintain the same quality that you have had in the past. We're not going to be funding our libraries, buying new scientific and technical equipment, fixing the leaks in the roofs on the buildings on the campuses. Those things we've got to defer now in order to get through this next year. We have not rehired a lot of part-time lecturers to come back that work from semester to semester. But we're going to do the very best we can and make it a priority to offer as many classes and sections as we can.
Chancellor Reed, thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Penny, thank you.
Charles Reed is the chancellor for the California State University System.